This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Please gamble responsibly.
Rise and shine, people. We have so much to talk about on a Monday, September 15th, here on the show. We'll start with the chaos that was college football over the weekend, ranking the biggest upsets and which ones mattered the most. At 7:20, we go on to our best bets for the Monday Night Football doubleheader. I got a ton of prop bets that I'm going to throw your way. Then at 7:40, it's Overreaction Monday. We're going to hear some wild narratives coming out of week two in the NFL, which takes are warranted and which ones should be stiff-armed. It's all next on the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. All right, Jenks. So I know that you were busy locked into the Texas and UTEP game, but we had some massive games in college football over the weekend. And I understand that maybe you're a little sad about Arch Manning and some of the throws that he did not make. But some of these other fans, you know, had a tough weekend as well, where as much as we love, like, the thrilling finishes, there is also a loser attached to those games as well. So let's start with, like, the two major upsets. So Georgia Tech beat number 12 Clemson 24-21, and then we had Texas A&M going on the road and upsetting Notre Dame 41-40. So let me ask you this. Of these two teams that lost over the weekend, which one is in the worst position now? Like, if you're looking at Notre Dame, who is 0-2 for the first time since 2022, and obviously they just played in the national championship last year, even though they lost, still a disappointing start to say the least. Then you look at Clemson, now 1-2, a team that a lot of people like to win the national championship this year. A lot of people like Cade Klubnik, including me, to win the Heisman. Only win this year has been over Troy. So which of these teams are you still willing to have some faith in?
I mean, maybe Notre Dame, I guess, just because they've had they played some very good teams, right? You know, you lose to Miami, you lose to Texas A&M at, you know, at the buzzer, essentially, or as time is running out. And there was a penalty on that play that was not called. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I think Clemson is the one that I believe in the least, just because what have they done? They lost to LSU. They lost to Georgia Tech. And when you lose to, they look bad against Troy, had to come back from like 16 down in that game. So when you lose on the road, I know it's unranked team, you know, and you've struggled already relative to their expectations. I think that's what gets to me, right? Because weren't we all talking about Clemson as being maybe not a dark horse, but certainly one of the favorites to win a national title? This is Klubnik coming back. Great, you know, on both lines, particularly on the defensive line. Dabo finally using the portal. And so there was so much Clemson talk before the season, and now it just looks like a team that isn't nearly what we thought it was going to be.
I think it's more upsetting for Clemson because they look like the team that was ready to go from the start just because they had so much experience. Like, this is a team that you looked at in the preseason. You said, okay, Cade Klubnik's been there a while. He has plenty of experience. This should be a good team from the jump. Meanwhile, you look at Notre Dame, and they lost some big pieces. Hell, they didn't even name C.J. Carr the starter until, what, a week before the season started? So I think we looked at this team, we knew that maybe it wasn't going to be the fastest start. And also the fact that they lost these games by a combined, what, 4 points? You know, they lost to Texas A&M 41-40, lost to Miami 27-24. And I will say this for both teams. I think in college football, if you're going to lose games, do it at the first of the year. Because we've seen this every year. When the college football committee, you know, if they want a team in, it's very easy to look at the start of the season and be like, oh, well, that was months ago. This team's way better now. And here's the thing with Notre Dame is that I feel like they will get the gentle nudge from the committee, you know, if it's neck and neck between Notre Dame and another team that also has to play in a conference championship game, which Notre Dame does not. Mm-hmm. But on the flip side for Clemson, they are only 0-1 in conference play. Like, the ACC is far from being decided. So, I mean, there's still plenty of time for Clemson to rebound and still possibly win the ACC. Because if they win the ACC championship, you know, they're in. So, I don't think the season is over for either of these teams. Because, again, the college football playoff committee can spin things a lot of ways. And it is still September.
Well, yes, absolutely. I mean, who knows what's going to happen? You know, Notre Dame being ranked still at 0-2 is sort of crazy. It's the first time that's happened since 1988. But also, they don't really play anyone else. So if they run through the rest of their season, I'm like you. I feel like they'll give the Irish the benefit. Like, they'll go on this run now because they're good enough to do it. And C.J. Carr will continue to improve. And then the run of all these wins, if they're already in the top 25, they'll continue to be ranked. And then by the end of the season, it'll be like, yeah, you know, they've won a lot of games. They had a couple tough losses to ranked teams. And then maybe they slide their way in. So I think they're probably going to be that team. If you're looking at maybe someone like Clemson or something, that is probably has the better chance to slide in at the end of the season.
I think at this point, like, how much do the rankings matter to you? Because I think the veneer has been cast aside at this point. When you have some of these stories coming out where, you know, the voters don't care about the ratings. And also, like, you see some of these teams that are in the top 25 and you're like, what? What are we doing with this ranking? And, like, especially these teams that don't have the pedigree. Like, I feel like if Alabama did what Vanderbilt has done this year, or even Georgia Tech, you know, they would be ranked much higher, but it's because, you know, it's Georgia Tech, it's Vanderbilt. They don't get the slight, you know, oh, well, this is a good team because we have innate trust in them.
Right. No, very true. I'm trying to look at this slate and figure out who I trust, but I'll tell you one thing. When you mentioned Vanderbilt, like, Vanderbilt is no joke. Like, they're going to be a real problem.
Right.
I was looking at the SEC schedule for Texas before the year, and I was like, okay, Vandy, that's probably when. I'm like, I don't know now. Like, Pavia is just like, you could run him over with a steamroll, and he'll get up and be like, all right, let's go. Like, he's unbelievable. They're so well coached. And the fact that they just absolutely destroyed a really good South Carolina team that I was pretty high on before the season tells you a lot. Like, Vandy is going to be a tough out for everyone.
I think they're going to be maybe the South Carolina of this year. Where, remember, South Carolina looked tough last year. And what, they finished like 9-3 and they still didn't get in? Like, that's the difficult part for some of these teams that don't have the pedigree. Because it just feels like it's assumed that they don't belong in unless they prove it. Especially in the SEC, where they're already going to have several teams that are vying for these bids. So I think that's the challenging part for Vanderbilt, is that they're going to have to be so good that people can't ignore them.
Yeah, and I think they might just do it. Like, they might just end up forcing people to pay attention. Especially, look, if you play in a, you know, a Power Four conference and you keep winning ball games, even if you're not a blue blood or even if you're not a name, if you will, eventually people will have to start paying attention. Voters will pay attention. And then there'll be one of those teams where in a few weeks we're talking about, is this the surprise team in college football this year? Especially the SEC.
Yeah. So what's the thermometer read on South?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carolina now, because this was a team that I was kind of high on to start the season. But it's interesting because we had a bunch of like national college football writers on the show, and several of them had their concerns about South Carolina. Not necessarily Lenora Sellers, but the pieces around him. So when they come off a loss of 31-7 to Vanderbilt, and I'm not saying that with sarcasm, like to Vanderbilt. No, we just said Vanderbilt's a good team, but. Do you believe in South Carolina now? Like, again, I think they're one of those teams that almost had to be perfect to, like, get the attention and the respect of people. Now you already have a loss on the season. Is it over for South Carolina September?
I mean, it's not over. I mean, I think two things here.
Right.
Whenever you play in a conference this good, I mean, arguably the best conference in the country, then all you got to do is win. Like, all you have to do is win.
Yeah.
If you're... You know, if you're not in one of those Power Four conferences, just winning sometimes isn't enough. You can't afford a single loss. But now, as we see the playoffs slowly getting expanded now, it's going to continue to expand, whatever. But which is what the SEC wants, right? Which is why they're one of the ones trying to push for a larger playoff, because they don't want their teams to be punished for losing a game or two during conference play, and they want as many teams as possible to make the playoff. We're not there yet where it's completely expanded, but certainly if you're South Carolina, if you win games, I think they'll be just fine. But also, I think this Vanderbilt loss is going to look better at the end of the season. Like right now, you're like, oh my God, they lost to Vanderbilt. I think the Commodores are the real deal and a team that people should be paying attention to. So I think they're going to get better as the season goes on. And you'll look back and say, oh, that loss wasn't so bad. Just like you can look back and say, oh, that win wasn't as great as we thought it was at the time. You can also look back and say, that wasn't nearly the loss that we thought it was. And I think that's going to be the case for the Gamecocks.
Well, remember when Alabama lost to Vanderbilt? And, like, still people were, like, making a case for them. So, like, it's wild the, like, mental gymnastics that people do depending on the team that you are arguing for. But I will say this. Like, I think that South Carolina, they have enough marquee games still left on the schedule that they can certainly prove themselves. You know, you look at the schedule, and any SEC schedule is tough, but they go on the road to LSU, who is up to number three in the polls, I believe. Maybe that Alabama game is not going to be as much of a statement win if they win it at home. We'll see if Alabama turns some people's opinions, because obviously they look good over the weekend. Then they have a game against Oklahoma, who's looked really good. Ole Miss, who's in the top 15. Texas A&M, that is a road game, and Texas A&M just knocked off number 8 Notre Dame. And then you end the season against Clemson. So I feel like that game at the end of the year can always prove something, because Clemson is usually in, you know, the conversation as well. So if South Carolina does win out, they have plenty of chances to win big statement games.
Oh, yeah, and that's which is exactly the point, right? Like, you can't you can't let a loss like this, like, derail your season, especially in conference, because it's just too competitive. I think that's one of the reasons why we saw Brian Kelly get – it's the one thing he didn't say, but I think it was sort of implied. He's like, dude, we just won an SEC game against look, say what you want to about Florida. We just won an SEC game. Do you know how hard it is to win in this conference? I'm not worried about third downs right now. Like, we just won a game in conference. I mean, look at Clemson or any other conference. It's just tough to win conference play. You know, I know we have kind of a top-heavy set of teams in college football, but we still see a lot of parity as well. And so, you know, if you're a South Carolina, or if you're if you, I don't want to say Clemson. I'm really down on Clemson, but I certainly don't think it's over for the Gamecocks based on their schedule. It's, if you're the head coach, if you're Shane Beamer, you just say, look, guys, this is a tough loss for us, but if we keep winning, we're going to be just fine.
Speaking of tough losses, I feel like not many stung as bad as Tennessee's loss over the weekend. So Tennessee was in an absolute barn burner with Georgia over the weekend. And at the first, things were looking great for the Vols. They jumped out to an early lead. The scripted plays that Josh Heupel laid out in the first quarter looked amazing. But then the wheels fell off for the Vols. I was watching this game at a wedding. We all had our phones pulled up and we were watching this. And most people turned off. They're like, oh, there's no way that Tennessee loses this game, right? But then they have a field goal to win it. They miss the field goal. It goes to overtime, and Georgia takes care of business in overtime. 44-41, final score. Tennessee does cover the 3.5. I will say that. But Jenks, let me ask you, was this a bigger win for Georgia or more of a Tennessee lost this game type of situation?
Oh, man. God, that's a tough one. I feel like Tennessee had this bad boy. You know, I feel like this is going to be more devastating for them because it was right there. Mm. I mean, it was just early on, man. It looked like it might be a blowout. And then I kind of pumped the brakes because I was like, hey, it's still Georgia. Let's not act like Georgia's going to get run here. But it kind of looked that way with the way that offense was humming for Tennessee. But I think to, you know, have a lead like that and to let Georgia kind of hang around. And then that fourth down play where Gunnar Stockton found Lennon Humphreys on that fade, and that just felt like, oh my, like for that to come home and then the 2-point conversion, then that just shifted the entire momentum of that game. And so you can't let a team like Georgia hang around and get conservative. You have to play the way that you start the game. I understand you have to be smart with clock management and things like that, but if you get away from what made you successful in the first place, then you sort of lose your identity a little bit and allows other teams, especially great teams like the Dogs, you know, hang around and then pull off the win.
Yeah, Kirby Smart's great at making adjustments. And I think maybe this is the knock on Josh Heupel, is that he is an offensive mind and he's very good at drawing up a game plan and scripting a drive, you know, to start the game. Like, this is why betting on Tennessee in the first quarter has been a really profitable bet over the last few years. But I think if there is a silver lining in this game for Tennessee is that Joey Aguilar looked really good in this game. Maybe the stats don't pop off the page as much as you'd like. 24 of 36, 371 yards, 4 touchdowns, 2 picks. But he does feel like an upgrade over Nico. Like, this was a big game for him because we had only seen him against, you know, lesser competition. But this was good defense. He looked good.
Oh, my God. And I didn't know because coming into this game, like, he had – I don't want to say padded his stats, but they hadn't played anybody. But for him to do this against Georgia proves, like, this guy's no joke. He can play.
Right. So Tennessee certainly has the manpower. We'll see if they can finish out games in the rest of the season. Coming up next, a double dip on Monday night. Our plays for Bucks, Texans, and Chargers, Raiders after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.